one thing, especially this one.
Right to go?
Yep.
Where do you feel you lost it tonight, Ken?
Oh, I thought Geelong won it. I thought Geelong were really well organised, really well drilled. You know, covered off in some key areas of the game that they got to play on their terms, as the way they like to play, and you know, credit where it should be, and that is that they were just too good for us on the night. In some key areas of their game, they got right.
So you feel that they lifted in that second half, and you guys just couldn't sort of keep with them, or you fell away?
Yeah, no, we were trying to get our method right, and we just couldn't get our method right. And they had their method right. You know, if you look at the way they defended us, their back fifty, their experienced defenders together collectively, just played the game the way they wanted to play. You know, and they don't rely on one or two down there. They rely on the collective to get the job done. And then their method away from contest was very good. Ours was untidy and sloppy.
Doesn't get it right, what it wants to do.
Oh yeah, there's a lot about that. We've still got stuff we've got to do. We've plenty of things we've got to do, because tonight there was parts of the game where we're sort of nearly breaking through, and I think we're feeling the heat of each mistake, and we just need to forget that, because we can't fix what's going on. We can only get on with what's got to go on, and we'll get back to playing the footy the brave way that we want to play. You know, and all the obvious things will be the opposition slowing you down, they're doing this and doing that. I think we've been a little accepting of that. We've just got to be prepared to keep going at that.
Is one of those things that you seem to no longer be a corridor team?
Oh, no, we are a corridor team, but the opposition have taken it off us a little bit. And as I said, that's our, you know, we know where we want to go and how we want to go about it. We've just lost a little bit of, I think, a little bit of composure to still go there at the right times. We just haven't been able to get it in there when we need to get it in there. And, you know, as I said, a mistake makes us feel like we shouldn't go there again. That's not typical of us. We know what we've got to do. We know as a club how we've got to stick at it. And that means you just got to keep promoting the way you want to play. And that's what we'll do.
What do you think the gap is between what we've seen as the best of Port Adelaide, say, in quarters?
Yeah, well, I just spoke about that, Rooch, to the boys, is that, you know, we're inconsistent within games, and within quarters, and within, you know, blocks of the season. You know, we've had some patches where we're reasonably comfortable with what we've been able to do, and then we've had patches where we're really disappointed with what we've been able to deliver. So I think it's a typical of a team just not quite where they need to be.
Ken, you spoke a lot about team footy last week. Do you feel that Port was doing that tonight?
Oh, I think we're trying to. I think there's no doubt we were trying to, and but I think, as I said, there was just the connection between the next bit of play was we'd get a, you know, Geelong were able to put enough pressure on us that we would turn the ball over when we would typically at this level be able to make it work, and we just haven't been able to get that right. I thought our ability to try and play on the game the way we wanted to was there in our intent, but I thought Geelong just took it away from us and made us feel more pressure.
You feel like you're going to be caught in a catch-up mode?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about other than what it is now. And I said that before going into the game, at 6 and 5 is a significantly different field of 5 and 6. And you are, you know, we all start the season off. Every team starts the season off wanting to make the finals. We're still trying to make the finals. That's our objective. But you're right, when you get behind the ladder, and we evened it up last week, and now we've fallen back behind again. Now our job and our responsibility is to even it back up next week and reset and try and go again.
9-1 down on the Bulls tonight, in favour of Port. Is that composure, or is that, what do you sort of put that down to?
Yeah, I think it's the pressure of the opposition, you know, and you know, we're not being able to handle moments that we have to handle, and you know, you feel the pressure. You know, you can put down some of it to conditions, all those sorts of things, but they had the same conditions. You know, they're the masters. You know, they're used to playing on their ground. They're the masters of being able to get teams to kick it out on the full. But that's, you know, that's it's just not acceptable for us to be able to play that way.
Why do you think it's taking so long to sort of be able to get everything to click and to play the way that you really want to play?
Oh, I think it's, we certainly know what we're doing. We certainly know what we're trying to achieve. It's, you know, it's just that execution part that's hurting us. You know, and as a team, when you I said to the boys, if you just off a little bit with your execution, you can get everyone offside. You know, we can be in an offensive mode and the ball turns over straight away and we've got to get back into a defensive mode. You then look like you're disorganised. I think that's happened to us quite a bit because we haven't been as clean as we'd need to be. And again, that's a little bit of opposition, a little bit of our own composure that we're working really hard to improve, and we will. We'll just keep at it.
Any idea on Matt White?
Hamstring. Significant, I'd suggest, knowing the way he came off, and Whitey's got some speed, so I would suggest he'll be missing for a chunk of weeks, and not sure exactly now because I haven't got any updates, but you know, 3 or 4 weeks, typical hamstring, I would have thought.
Can you say that about execution, which means they're beginning to feel the pressure, and now it is, with the season looking very much on the line, how are you going to prepare them so they don't take that pressure out of the field and then bigger hole?
I'll tell you what I'll do, Rooch, is that I'll do what everyone, all our fans and everyone would expect us to do. We'll stick the course and we'll go about it. We'll work really hard. We'll work incredibly diligently on what it is that we've got to get right. We'll look at the games and we'll say, okay, these are the key areas that we've still got to improve in. These are the key areas that we've been letting ourselves down in. We'll go back and follow that path and we'll keep going on the same path as we've been on. You know, and we'll just work damn hard to get better at the things that we know we've got to get better at. And that's our responsibility. And that's, as a club, collectively, that's what we've got to do.
So it's a great mental test of them as well?
Yeah, I reckon it's great. I reckon that part, I don't reckon it's great that we're in the position we're in, but I reckon it's, you know, it's a real test. And we've had a little bit of that a couple of weeks back, been able to get sort of out of that. But we've got to keep yourself out of that area. And if you continually go up and down and you play that fluctuating season, which we've been doing, it's what we've been delivering, that tests you mentally. And that's one of our battles, is that we've just got to be prepared to follow the path that we're on. And we will. That's my responsibility for the club and for everyone out there. We're really clear on what we need to do. We're just not executing the way we want to at the moment. Okay. All good?
Thanks.
Very well
then. Yeah.